It's a beautiful sunny day and I've come down to Lloyd Park to the Walthamstow Garden Party organised by Create and Barbican. Let's go and see what's going on. With me now are Jenny and Joe from Drumworks. Tell us about what Drumworks is.
Drumworks is a drumming project, primarily. It's based at the Barbican, but we work currently in six schools in East London with about 350 young people every week. It's all about sort of everyone writing their own material. So it looks a little bit like Samba from the outside, but actually everyone's playing sort of like hip-hop and dancehall. And we kind of work all throughout the year writing and making stuff and going out and doing performances. And then we're here with the senior band from the project, which is about 16 guys of sort of kind of most experienced players, and they're in a band called Drumheads, and they've been doing performances around the festival.
And how did Drumworks get started?
Drumworks started 7 years ago. It was part of a project between the Barbican and Afro Reggae, who are a cultural group from Brazil who were over doing a residency with the Barbican.
They came over to do some performances at the Barbican, and there was a small amount of outreach work that happened around that. Ross and I, who one of the other leaders was here, we were working with them. We wound up basically trying to teach some Brazilian stuff to some East London kids, and really evident pretty early on that none of us were Brazilian and we didn't really know how to teach it, and they didn't care about it that much anyway. So then we just started writing our own material instead and trying to devise what we thought our band should look like, and got into sort of conversations about what some of the issues facing young people in East London are and what we could do to kind of tackle that.
So what were some of the issues, and how does Drumworks help with that kind of thing?
A lot of the young people that we work with feel like they are not very involved, or there's no point in them getting involved in society. They don't think they're going to get jobs at the end of the time they're studying. They don't feel very engaged even in their school community. Don't feel like anything they do makes a difference. The whole process that we use is like, it's really, really fast and very high energy. You can take a group of complete non-musician beginners, never played anything before, and we reckon that within the first 5 minutes we can get everybody playing and doing something that they're proud of and that sounds good.
Yeah, I was really surprised watching your workshop how quickly people got into it, and they didn't want to stop drumming, did they?
No, it's amazing. We always have that response. It's absolutely brilliant. We do. We love doing these workshops, and afterwards we always have people saying, oh, you know, where can I join, how can I get involved, and they want to do more. So it's brilliant.
Well, I think you've got lots more workshops to do, so I'll let you go, but thank you both for your time.
Cheers, thank you very much.
Yeah, it's amazing. Really nice weather and nice atmosphere. It's lovely. We haven't been over to the stage yet, but we've done a lot of the children's craft. So we've written a message for the community.
We made flowers. It will go around the community.
Yeah, it's going to go on a picture of a tree, and it's going to go travel around the community. So, yeah, it's been really nice.
I've had loads of fun.
Hello, my name's Jerome Anderson. I'm one of the DJs at the Soul Picnic. Hopefully you're enjoying it.
That was a great set. I mean, you had everyone up and dancing, little kids, older people, everyone.
Well, these things happen where you just come and have fun, and hopefully the kids enjoy the music as well as the parents, because a lot of the parents, actually, this is the music which they were growing up with. So they were actually clubbing to this sort of music that I play, the funk and the soul and the disco stuff. Everybody loves it because it's happy music.
What's the idea behind Soul Picnic?
I think the idea is for some things to come out and actually have a good time, to listen to music they want to hear in an environment where you can bring your kids, basically.
What's like your guaranteed track to get people dancing?
In the old days, I would have turned around and said a Michael Jackson track or the Jackson 5. But really, these days, it depends on the age group. Especially here today, a lot of the guys here are, we call them soul heads, from the old days of the 80s, soul and funk. So you drop a certain things like One Nation Under the Groove, or I just played, they'll know it, and it's like an anthem. So that'll get them up on their feet and dancing.
What do you enjoy about DJing?
Well, it's really weird because it's like an addiction. If you enjoy music, then you want to see if other people like the music you like. And if you put it together, see if they actually like the way you put it together. And before you know it, you're just doing it on a regular and going, oh, yes, I'm DJing.
OK, well, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, and you enjoy the rest of the weekend.
We've just been rehearsing and sound checking and singing, so I'm just now wandering around looking at the food. Yeah, it all looks really good, so I'm not committing myself yet.
Well, I think it's quite good. I would have liked to see all the patients down here, because you got lots of coconut, so I see a little bit of the Caribbean down here. So I wish all of them a quick recovery. And I got to say thanks to the doctors, because when I was over there about 2 months ago, they looked after me ever so good. I get a 5-star treatment. So whips cross, number one.
Imagine there's no end.
joined now by Alison Jones, who's the musical director of Walthamstow Acoustic Massive. Can you tell us a bit about the group and what you do?
Basically, Walthamstow Acoustic Massive was formed 2 or 3 years ago. We teach our own students violin, banjo and ukuleles. We teach adults. And as a sort of experiment one year, we decided to try and merge all the groups to perform at the Stowe Music Festival in the town square. And it was so successful that everyone said, can we do that again, please? Can we do that again? And last year, I applied to the BBC Performing Arts Community Fund and they gave us some money to write an original composition called Express Symphony, which was then played at 6 East London festivals, and it was amazing, and it was a beautiful, hot, sunny summer as well, like it is today. So that was really exciting. And on the back of that, we also got some Arts Council money to invite professionals to come on board. So we had 6 professionals. And then this year, we got even more Arts Council funding to do it again, but this time doing 3 festivals. We did a concert 2 weeks ago in the Walthamstow Assembly Hall with Natural Voices Choir. And then today, which is really exciting for everyone, and then on Saturday the 13th of September in the Town Square again, we're at the Stowe Festival. That's where we're at. We've become more acoustic and more massive than originally intended. Our motto is, it's never too late. There's a younger restriction, it's over 18, but we encourage adults from any stages in their lives to sort of start again or pick up a new skill, and we have people on the stage today that haven't performed before ever. You know, so that they're early stages. But we write parts to make it playable for them and give them the courage to sit on the stage with 50 people and be part of a really exciting experience.
And do you think it's something about the numbers of people that makes it special?
We called it massive because we didn't know how big it could go, and it can go as big as we can cope with on stage enough. I think it does make it special being so big, and it's become like a big musical family, and people really have an identity that they didn't have 2 years ago, which has given them a newfound confidence, which has been quite touching and rewarding for us in a very completely different way, nothing to do with music.
So it's never too late. And what would you say to people who are thinking about joining but might feel a bit nervous about maybe they haven't sung or played for a while?
We do find out a lot of our members have taken a year or 6 months before they've had the nerve to pick up the phone or email or however they best like to contact us. And the message is, it really is never too late, and we are non-competitive. We welcome everyone with open arms, and we make them feel as comfortable as possible and as welcome as possible. And all our current members are really supportive as well. So please, if you're feeling a little bit shy but desperately wanting to join in, just pick up the phone and get in touch with us, and or just turn up, and you know, we'll talk you through what needs to be done.
Well, thanks for your time, Alison, and we wish you all the best for the performance today.
Thank you very much. You're very welcome.
What an amazing day. For more information about all the people we've spoken to, go to the Listen Again page at wxhr.org.uk.